All right, well, New Year's Eve sermon comes from the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 18th verse. If you are having trouble finding it in your Bible, if you look in the Old Testament section, go to the table of contents, look in the Old Testament section. Isaiah's in the middle, okay? It's around, you know, where you see Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and you see like Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all those around there. Find that page number if you don't know where it is. The book of Isaiah, then you go to the 43rd chapter, that is the big number 43. The big number 43. I'm 43. And then verse 18 is the, you know, the small numbers of the verses. Verse 18. I'll actually be coming from the 16th through the 19th verses, but for the interest of time, we're going to read the 18th verse for now. The book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 18th verse. When you have it, say amen. If you need some time, say wait a minute. If you need some water, say wait a minute. Book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, 18th verse reads as follows. It says, "Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old." The title for this sermon is as follows: Something New is Coming. Something new is coming. I don't know about you, but when New Year's Eve comes around, I get very reflective. I take a lot of time to think about the year that has passed, everything that's happened, and the lessons that I've learned. And then I think about the year that's coming, all the things that I want to do, all the things that I'm hoping for. And I thank God for what has happened, and I ask Him to guide me through what is going to happen. Now, what I have realized every year is that we really don't know how the future will play out. However, strangely enough, God does tell us what He is going to do. He does. So what is it? What is God getting ready to do in 2024? What is God planning in 2024 for you as an individual and St. John as a church body? What is God getting ready to do? In the book of Isaiah, in the 43rd chapter, God is using the prophet Isaiah to tell the nation of Israel about things to come. He talks about how He is going to rescue Israel from the Babylonian Empire. For those of you that remember from your history classes, the Babylonian Empire, it was the strongest world empire at that time. But God is going to do something interesting. See, God reminds Israel that He has delivered them from a world superpower before, because He makes references to the Exodus from Egypt. This is verse 16, Isaiah 43, 16. "This is what the Lord says, who makes a way in the sea and a path through raging water, who brings out the chariot and horse, the army and the mighty one together. They lie down, they do not rise again. They are extinguished, put out like a wick." What God is doing to the nation of Israel is reminding them of how He miraculously delivered them from the Egyptians, who were the world superpower at that time. But after God reminds them of what He did, Look at what he says in verse 18. Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old. Huh? Now, I know I'm not always the sharpest pencil in the box, but I found this a bit confusing. Didn't God just remind them of past events? And now in the same breath, the verse right after, he's saying, don't remember the past events? Huh? And what I had to learn was that both statements are true. See, God reminded the Israelites of how he miraculously delivered them from Egypt. God reminded Israel that when they were trapped between the mountains and the Red Sea with the Egyptian army in hot pursuit, that he miraculously pushed back the waters so that the nation of Israel could walk through. God would then use that same Red Sea to wipe out the Egyptian army that was chasing them. God wanted Israel to remember what he did for them. However, this time, there's no Red Sea. There's no body of water that God is going to use to push back so that the Israelites can escape Babylonian captivity. So what's happening is that you have Israelites that really wholeheartedly, truly believed in God delivering their ancestors, but they did not see how God was going to deliver them. And God is telling Israel that what's important is not how he delivered them, but that he delivered them. God was telling them to focus on what happened, not how it happened. In this new year, I believe God is calling us to focus on what he will do, not how he will do it. When we look back, we ought to see that God has always made a way out of no way. Some of us could testify right now that if it weren't for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Some of us know that God miraculously worked on our behalf. But the problem is that we get too caught up on how God miraculously works on our behalf. What we tend to forget is that God did not explain to us how he was going to do it. You know, when you're thinking about your situation and how God brought you through, I don't know if you're like me, but when I think about the situations I was in, And where I was before God brought me through, he didn't tell me nothing. God did not explain to me how he was going to bring me out. He just brought me out. And many of you might have the same testimony that God did not explain to you before your deliverance how you were going to be delivered. He just did it. And look, I know some of y'all might be mad at me for telling you this, but God does not need to run his plans by you. He does not need your approval. He does not need you to sign off. Psalm 115:3 says, our God is in heaven and does whatever he pleases. He is higher than us. He has more authority than us. And quite honestly, he doesn't really need our help. Our problem as believers is that we don't trust God. We trust God's plan. There's a difference. Let me say that again. Our problem as believers is that we don't trust God. We trust God's plan. We trust God only after he breaks down the plan to us. Some of us trust God only when he has informed us of what to expect. But true faith in God means faith in God, not just God's plan. It means trusting that God loves us and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. It means trusting that he has all power and all knowledge and that nothing will stop his plans for us. That's what faith is. Now, and something else I've had to learn, and again, you know, God always takes shots at my ego with this. If God doesn't tell you the plan, it's because you don't need to know it. If God does not tell you the plan, it's because you don't need to know the plan. And quite honestly, if some of us knew the plan, we'd mess it up. We'd try to help God, you know? Oh, God, there's a better way than the way you're doing it. We don't need to know the order of all the steps. We just need to know the God who orders our steps. Now, all that said, God does tell us what to expect in the future. Verse 19. Look, I'm about to do something new. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Now, I love this response, right? This is God's response, right? I love it because in true God fashion, God says everything we need to hear, but nothing we want to hear at the same time. See, Israel did not get the 5-point plan that they were looking for. In fact, the average person would say that God didn't even provide a relevant answer at all. I mean, think about it. How is water in dry land relevant to delivering them from the brutal, godless Babylonians? How is creating a river in Lancaster going to help them defy the strongest kingdom in the world? How is this going to help? And then on top of this, even if this were somehow relevant, I mean, just the relevance aside, how is God even going to do it? How is he suddenly going to create rivers? I mean, we start thinking, maybe he'll send a lot of rain. You know, we just had some rain yesterday. Maybe that's how he'll do it. He'll send a lot of rain. Or maybe he'll make it like Palm Springs, you know, where natural springs of water start coming from the earth. And again, do you see that all of these questions are dependent on how? How is this relevant? How will God do it? But see, what God is getting at is this. Something new is coming. Just like in times before, God is going to do something unprecedented. That means he's going to do something that has never been done before. Paul quotes in 1 Corinthians 2:9 what Isaiah would later say in chapter 64, which is, verse 9, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear has heard. That means your ears too. And no human heart has conceived. God has prepared these things for those who love him. Something new is coming. See, we always try to use the past to predict the future. However, think about it. If it is new, you can't use the past to predict it. You see what I mean? God is going to do miracles. God is in the miracle working business. But understand that God also likes to do new miracles. God likes to be creative. And if anybody in this here is a creative type who has, you know, done art projects or music or whatever it is, you know that creativity, by definition, means coming up with something that nobody has seen before, right? God wants us to understand that even though the method may not sound relevant, the message is extremely relevant. Maybe streams of water doesn't do much for you, but knowing your bills will be paid is. Maybe getting water for you is not much of a miracle, but getting peace in your family is. Maybe the problem is not that you are thirsty, but that you are sick or depressed or anxious. And God says this, if I can make rivers where rivers don't exist, then I can create peace where peace doesn't exist. I can create opportunities where opportunities don't exist. St. John, I can create members where members don't exist. God is telling us, don't write me off in 2024 just because you can't figure me out. Something new is coming. Don't you realize that Jesus Christ is the epitome, the perfect example of something new coming? We had no way out of our sin. We had no way out of our old habits. We had no way out of our generational curses. We had no way out of the system. We had no way out of our way to hell. But Jesus came to this earth, born of the Virgin Mary, that was new, grew up and walked on water, that's new, commanded storms to stop, that's new, spoke to demon-possessed people and demons were forced to leave them, that's new. But what nobody saw coming was that Jesus would die on a Roman cross for our sins, for our habits, for our generational curses. He would die so that we could be right with God. That's new. But he did something else unprecedented. Even though he told people, nobody saw this coming. Because on the third day, Jesus would be raised from the tomb by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but that's new. And because of Jesus, we are now new. You know, the songwriter says, morning by morning, new mercies, not old mercies, but new mercies, I see. We now have power to live a new life. We now have the strength to endure. We are no longer held back by our habits, by the system, or whatever else life tries to throw at us. We look forward to what God will do for us because of what God already has done for us. God worked it out then. The details don't matter. God worked it out then, so he's going to work it out now. So as I close, I know we all struggle at times to trust God. And I know that some of us are struggling right now. Maybe you're having a pretty good day. Some of you are going to struggle in 2024. You know, in this life, you will have trouble. That's the promise. But one of the things God has taught me when studying for this lesson is this. You know, we often, struggle to trust God because we're still trying to predict the future by using the past. That's usually why we struggle with our faith. We're trying to predict the future by using our past. Look, we do not know what the future holds, but we know who holds our future. And honestly, that's enough. We should not need God's plan to trust God. He's already proven himself. He's already worked out miracles before. Something new is coming. Let God be creative. Let him work. Stop trying to figure him out and simply just follow him. Stop using old stuff to predict new stuff. The past should be learned from, not leaned on. It will work out. With God, it always, always does. And as 2024 approaches, even if you don't know how it will happen, just know that it will happen. Something new is coming.